this is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwusakwodie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
I want to preach a purely prophetic message.
Okay, sir.
It doesn't look like an eschatology. Eschatology, don't let it frighten you. It's just the study of the end time. We have Christology, that is the study of Christ. Theology is the study of God. Let me not go into it. But by systematic theology, there is a battle between fact and truth. This is the way I'm coming from. Now, there is no generation that we are seeing prophecies fulfilled in our eyes. End time prophecies. Some of them were prophesied 1,500 years ago. Some of them 100 years ago. Some of them more than that. And it's right fulfilling in our eyes. I mean, there is no time. The Bible is coming alive than this time. Nations against nations, kingdom against kingdom, pandemics, epidemics, different things are happening. And there is a strong battle between truth and fact. Now, facts rule in the natural. So the things that worldly people believe, they are facts. For instance, it is a fact, because people ask questions like, is Jesus the only way to heaven? These are questions that are being asked. Hallelujah. Is Jesus the only way to heaven? In the eyes of the Lord, it's a fact, because it's not the only way. There are other religions. People believe in Shintoism. People believe in Judaism. People believe in that. But there is a truth. In John chapter 14 and verse number 6, it will answer the question of what I just said. There is a difference between fact and truth. And I want to dwell on some. That is why I'm trying to get you to get anointed. Okay. Now, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh to the Father. Have you seen the contradiction here? The word said that is not the only way, but the fact said Jesus is not the only way, but the truth says. Now, whilst you are standing here and sitting down, I'm going to let you sit down listening to me. You either believe in truth or fact. You cannot be neutral. Now, the reason why you have a problem with the things we preach is because you believe in fact. But we don't preach fact, we preach truth. This is the fact. I will not waste my time here. That is the difference. So there are things you believe is worldly wisdom. Because there are different kinds of wisdom. Jesus said, so somebody asks you, meet you and say, is Jesus the only way to heaven? You can be confused about that, because there are other religions who believe the things we don't believe. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Sometimes when we preach, people take us out of context and put it somewhere. Are you getting the picture? So the fact is that there are Hindus, there are people who are Buddhists. They believe they are going to heaven. They pray to the same God. In fact, when they come to God, there is no problem. All of them, the problem is the mediator. Get me very straight. There is no problem. All of them believe in some God. They are not against God. They love God. The problem is the mediator. So, listen, if you don't believe the word of God, what are you doing in church? And the word, look at the way they are looking at me. Jesus said, who is saying? Who is saying? No prophet Nana said. Jesus said, I am the way. So I am the truth. So truth is not even a statement, it's a person. So everything I'm saying here, it is a person that is saying it. I'm only echoing it. Battle. If you are not getting blessed, you are fighting the battle between fact and truth. Because fact will not let you do the things that truth wants you to do. It is a fact that you don't need to come to church and pay tithe. It doesn't make sense. Why should I go and work and get my money, my hard-earned money, and take 10% of my 100,000 and come and put it in church? They see it, the pastor is the one chopping it.
Yes.
The reason they see that way is that they believe in the fact, but the truth says. when you go to hospital and they take your blood sample and they put it on the machine and they say you are so and so sickness, it's a fact. But the truth say by stripes you are healed. If you don't believe it, you are going to struggle between the two. So the way you don't believe in tithe, you won't believe in healing. Oh man, I'm preaching already. If I preach and you don't have the truth, you cannot listen to me. It is dangerous to know the Bible before you know Christ. This is not for children. It's not for children. Everybody that know the word before you know the person of Christ, you will still be a religious person. So you can be a professor of the Bible and still not obey or walk in what the Bible says. And I'm going to go deeper and show you. So everything in the kingdom starts with Christ. The foundation for everything you are going to build must begin with Jesus Christ. If you know the word, that is why we used to have religious teachers who know the word, but they were drunkards. You remember? You remember? Do you remember school? They were very, they can go to the scripture, but they drink. Because they have accumulated the fact, but they have not encountered the truth. This is very simple. There is a battle between fact and truth. It's all over the social media. Do you know that one of the greatest weapons of the devil now is the social media? It's a blessing, but the things there, it means that if you are not selective in what you hear, unfortunately, it is cutting up with a lot of Christians. Because like I said in the all-night, a lot of people are coming to church, but they don't have standard. Even Ghana has standard. There's something called standard board. That means that whatever you imported to Ghana, it must go through the standards of Ghana. I don't know whether even it works. It goes through the standards of Ghana. Now listen, if countries have standards and their communities have standards, then the child of God must have a standard. Even some of you know. For instance, if you are here, you have a wife and you have a girlfriend, your standards are not working. Kingdom standards are not working. That is why you keep coming to church, but you are not changing. If you are a young girl here and you are sleeping with somebody that is not your husband and you are having sex, it's not dating, it's fornication. It's in the Bible. And the reason you are doing that is that you don't have standards. So what it is? The women that are here that are married, that thick and thin, hell and hot water, they are staying in their marriage. They are staying with their husband. They are being pursued in the office. They are cutting people down. They are warning them that you can't touch me like this. I'm a marriage man. The reason they come voluntarily and resist those things is that they have standards. The standard system does not permit them. They are working with some kind of standards. They have the standards. Not that men are not pursued there because they are men there who are more than dogs. They are there. That's a fact. No, a dog can sleep with another female dog here and run away to a mutual and sleep with another female dog. We used to have a dog. You can't see her for 2 months. One day, somebody said he met her in another town. When I came, I swear to you, he's chasing women in sweat room. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Germanica, patience or something. She used to go. I'm telling you. Even when I visited my grandmother, we used to have dogs. They will do you know that thing about dogs? They will run and travel. And a dog can see it, a woman, a female's heat from Miocho. He will smell it in Ningo and be traveling. Ningo is too short. Soga Kope. What are you talking about? You know, so when I say somebody will get angry, that's what it is. Jesus said, put it down. I let you, everybody say, Jesus said. What did Jesus say? Jesus said. Huh? Now, do you know where this question comes from? Huh? Let's go back to verse number 10. Let's read from there. And you understand. And after that, I will let you sit down. Believers doubt that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. And the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. So the things I'm preaching, I'm not preaching from myself.
No.
Huh? But the Father, because Jesus said, when you go there, it will be given to you. Mm. Sometimes when we come here, the things we say, we don't prepare. It's not premeditated. You cannot premeditate words for 1 hour, 30 minutes. It's not possible. It is the Holy Ghost that drives those words to come. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Now hear this. Thank you, Jesus. Please keep going. Keep going. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. You see, Jesus is trying to protect and justify what he's doing. Okay. Very, very, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works I do shall he do also. A greater works than this shall he do, because I go to the Father. And once I'm in the Father, I will intercede for you to do greater works. Let's keep going and let's see what happened. This is the benefit of evangelism. And whatsoever he shall ask the Father in my name. That means that we don't even pray to Jesus. We pray to the Father through Jesus. So praying to Jesus directly is not biblical. Jesus didn't say pray to him. He said you go pray to the Father, but don't go by your name. Or don't go alone, because the Father doesn't know you. The Father knows me. And the Father knows I've paid the price for you. So go to the Father through me. I want to go to the president of Ghana. I don't know him, but maybe his one of his cousins. I know him. So the person become a point of contact for me to get to the person. Jesus said, I pray to the Father through me. So we don't pray to Jesus. We pray to the Father through Jesus. That is what he said. That, and whatsoever he shall ask the Father in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now let's go to verse number 14. Watch this. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you don't ask in my name, I won't do it. But if you ask in my name, then I will do it. He's the doer, but you must ask. It means that whatever you ask in Jesus' name, the Father approves it, and Jesus does it. What? Let's keep going. Whether you love it. If you love me, keep my commandment. This is simple. This is very simple. Anybody that don't keep the commandment don't love Jesus. If you love me, the demonstration that you love me is that the commandments I've given you, keep it. What is a commandment? It's the whole Bible. John chapter 14, verse 6. Let's read from verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God and believe also in me. Lord, help me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself. And so, when we are talking about Jesus coming, it's not an answer story. It's the one talking. And you know, but the Bible cannot lie. But not everybody in the church has the consciousness that Jesus is coming. No, not everybody. No. Hallelujah. Or not everybody has built the truth to that angle that Jesus is coming again. But this way, say, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. So maybe one of the reasons has not come is that the preparation of the place is not completed. But I believe it's close to completion. I believe. Amen. I will come again. That means that all the things that we are fighting against, hallelujah, material things, houses, buildings, and everything, all those factors, one day you leave them. They will not be there. There's nothing wrong in getting material things, but don't get them outside Christ. I'm saying something very powerful. There is nothing wrong in getting cars, getting houses, getting that. Don't get them outside Christ. Number 2, if you manage to get them in Christ, don't let them take you out of Christ. Can I say that again? Some people are getting it outside Christ. It's doomed forever. Some too, they are in Christ, but after they get it, the material thing take them out of Christ. I thought about the reason why God doesn't bless a certain man. No matter they pray, God will not bless them. Because you know something? When they were poor, they were holy. There is something about money you must understand. Never trust people. Never conclude of their humility. Never conclude on their character until they make money. So anybody you are living with, whether spouse, husband, wife, whatever angle, and they don't have money yet, don't conclude that is their real character. Because money brings out what is inside you. Because listen, there are some things you can't practice or do in poverty. Since you are degassing and clapping, let me go deeper. There are some characters you can't show them in poverty. Yeah. Can I go a little deeper? There are some pride. It will never show up until money comes. No. There are some pride there. It is locked up until money comes. No poor woman will speak against his husband. No poor woman who depends on her husband will say anything to retaliate what the husband has said. If you see a man talk and the woman talks, kadabayatosai. The woman has come off a certain level. Even if you are the one that make her rich, she doesn't care. The important thing is that he's rich. If you are a pastor, all the people in your church, you can't, once they are poor, they stay. Oh, yes. You can test their loyalty when they become millionaires. And they are still ushering and singing in the choir. A lot of these girls say, if they have $1 million in their account, I bet you by the grace of God, they will never be singing again. $1 million is too much. It's too much. $100,000. Is it too much? Some of them, when they see $10,000, what are they coming to rehearsal to do? For what? Some of them, when they become a manager of a bank, they will not sing again. It's about to laugh. There is a reason God don't prosper as quick. So that we can see the prosperity, we can discern it, we can have dream. It's as if at our doorstep, but practically it's not happening. Because your heart, this version of you cannot handle that kind of thing. It's happening in ministry dimension. There are pastors in which they are rich. If God prosper them, they've lost their ministry. Straight. I've never seen a poor man that is a womanizer. Never seen one. And if you see one, the woman is walking about, a useless woman who are probably sick, they too are struggling. But if you see a man that is chasing attractive, beautiful women, the man has money. And there is something about women, they don't care to be arrivals in the home of a rich man. So watch it. Most polygamous home, when the man has money, the house is stable. Nobody's fighting. All of them, their interest is very simple. I mean, it's not that we love you. They are saying in their heart, "Are you this man? We don't love you. We don't love you. In our hearts, we don't have a love." But man must work. The reason why we are in this marriage is because of the money. A woman can follow something because of money, but not because of love. I'm preaching. Yeah. If I go and prepare a place, I'll come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Keep going. Jesus is talking. And whether I go, he know. And the way he know. Wow. Deep thing. Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whether you go, whether thou goest. And how can we know the way?" Wow, brother Thomas. Jesus said unto him. Everybody read it. What is Jesus? Jesus said, "I'm what?" Jesus said, "I am what?
The way.
And what?
The truth.
And what?
The life."
Huh? No man cometh to the Father. No man. But the word says, it's not the only way. Fact is saying that Jesus is not the only way. But truth says that he's the only way. Which one do you choose to believe? Fact says that it's not the only way. Truth is saying that Jesus said, "I am the way." Not that I was the way. Not that I'm going to be the way forever. I am the way. The truth. So, if you want to know truth, let it start with Christ. Tell your neighbor, if you want to know truth, it starts with who? Christ. It starts with who? Christ. Now, listen. That is why some of you now, let me tell you something. What do I mean by fact and truth? There are a lot of things that is throwing because now,
When we became born again, we were in a certain churches. We were following certain leaders. And the consumption of the food, because you see, it is difficult for a child to be growing, and then five mothers are raising the child. So you go and suck the breast milk some more of Gina, you come and suck the breast milk of Nkunim, and how would the child become like? So the children grew up enjoying only one breast milk from their mom. Now, it's not different from the spiritual growth. We are now raising children that are sucking different kind of breast milk. So there are a lot of people in the church, they are confused. And the advantage is that we have an advantage of social media that can spread the gospel, but it's also causing a lot of harm. There is a fact you believe. If you continue to believe in that fact, it has the potential to destroy your destiny. Because the only thing that can set you free is the truth. Fact rule in the natural, the backbone of life in the spirit is faith. And faith is based on the truth. So don't sit here, because if you come to believe that, you can go to heaven through other ways. You have the chance of stepping outside the church. Yeah. People used to be Christian, they are not, because they heard a fact. They couldn't believe the truth. No, it will confuse you. Different scriptures on it. For instance, I made a statement and I said that if you have the word before Christ, you'll still be a religious person. It must start with Christ first. So there was somebody in the Bible. She has the word. He studied under Gamaliel. He was a Pharisee. He was persecuting Christians. He was killing them, believing that he's doing it. Later, when he had the opportunity to come to Christ, look at what he wrote. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. Listen to what the man wrote. I want to show you people who believe the word before they believe Christ. If somebody can quote scripture but don't know Christ, be careful with the person. This is Apostle Paul talking. A man who knows the word before he encounter Christ. He has never encountered Christ. He encountered Christ on the Damascus road. But before then, watch this. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who had enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Oh, Paul, who was before a blasphemer. Look at the man who knows the word. A blasphemer, a persecutor, an injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it in ignorance, in unbelief. So there are a lot of people doing things, they are doing it in ignorance. And once you see unbelief, it in truth is not there. Anytime you see somebody say, I don't believe it, you say, he has not encountered truth. You cannot encounter the truth and not be free. Truth is reflective. Truth is reflective. So the day you discover the truth, Jesus said you are free. Nobody must even say come out. You shall know the truth. And the truth you discover will automatically set you free. Nobody must even say come out. It's so reflective that once you discover the truth, if you encounter truth on divine health, sickness is a thing of the past. If you encounter truth on divine prosperity, you will never see poverty. And you will not even count prosperity as money alone. It's part of it, but it's not money alone. Watch this. Paul said, because I did this in ignorance and unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch. This is a faithful saying. Look at him. Look at what he's going to say. And the man saying this was a Pharisee. And to become a Pharisee, one of the qualifications is that you must know all the Torah. He has all the word. Without the truth. So quoting scriptures is not enough. What is the foundation? Don't just conclude that because the person is quoting scripture. That is why motivational speakers have caused harm into the kingdom. Most of them are speaking the fact, but the truth is not there, because truth is a person. Never meet anybody who knows the word but doesn't know Christ. Never marry a man who can quote scripture but don't have Christ as a foundation. It's religious.
And religious people, they can come to church and walk 2 meters per minute and put a woman in a car and squeeze her. That's what it is. Because you need the person of Christ. You need the person of Christ to control some things inside. Because there are some things that you can't even stop it by discipline. No, you can stop it by the help of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So there are some things that you can't stop it by discipline. The discipline will help you for a period. It's temporary. If you are here and you are an adulterer, you are a fornicator, you can't stop it. Because some people, for instance, if a young person has not discovered the truth and he just knows the word, she will sit on social media. Everything goes. Because in the social media are things that can harm you. There are things that can disturb you. There are things that can destabilize you. There are things that, because listen, anything you watch affects your spirit. Anything you watch has a certain influence over your life. Number two, anything you hear increases faith or fear. I'm teaching. Watch this. So, if you don't have the facts, if you just have the facts, you don't have the truth, everything you see, you will consume. That means that it's not everything on social media you should watch. It's not everything you should listen. And there are things, if you listen and you don't have a strong spirit, to have influence on your life. There are things you read and you see it. The target is not because somebody has made a decision and everybody is clapping. It's against Christianity. Because the only force on earth that can stop the devil's activity is the church. Not parliament, not government. Not any government. The only thing on earth that is mandated to stop the devil's activity is the church. So what Satan fear on earth is not a presidency. Most of the presidency in the way he controls it. Now here to wait, don't clap. Daniel had an encounter when he was praying. There was an angel that came. He came to announce to him that, listen, the first day you set your mind to pray, your answer was really by the kingdom of Persia, the prince of the kingdom. At that time, there was a kingdom on earth called Persia. The Persian kingdom was there. But the Persian kingdom has a counterpart in the spirit. Whatever was coming, it is the only prayer in the Bible that will stop. The only prayer that the powers of darkness wanted to stop the manifestation was that prayer. Why? So there was a Persian kingdom. So listen, there can be a Russian kingdom, but it has another counterpart in the spirit. The reason the devil likes to manipulate power is that he can use power to fulfill his purpose. That means that if he comes to Jackie and try to manipulate Jackie, there's a limit to which it goes. But if you go to a Russian president, for you to grab, you don't, if you don't understand what this is. So watch this. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse number 1, when you read it, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1, did I say 3? I'll come back to it. I exhort therefore, now watch this, give me the New Living Translation, you understand. I'm going to show you something here. Watch this, listen to what the Revelators wrote. I urge you first of all to pray for all people, ask God to help them, number one, intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them, all people, which we don't do. Let's go to the next one. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority. Why should we pray for them? So that we don't pray for them because we love them. The prayer we are praying for them is to our own advantage. So that we can live peaceful. It means that every government can make the people not live peaceful. A government can make one decision and it will bring economic hardship, and the reason is not the government, the Christians don't pray.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Location, Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the power.